the Castrilli family. Italian origins. Like many other Italian families, the Castrilli family immigrated to North Bay, Ontario, Canada, in the mid to late 1950s. They came from the region in central Italy known at the time as Abruzzi e Molise. Their small town of Carpenone, located about 100 kilometers north of Naples, was a part of the province of Campobasso. When Molise became its own region in 1965, the province of Campobasso split into two separate provinces. The area that includes the town of Carpenone is now known as the province of Isernia. Nicola Castrilli. Nicola Castrilli wanted to come to Canada to leave behind the struggle of farming and find work so that he could make a better life for himself and his family. He left Italy on July 8, 1956, switching passage from the fated SS Andrea Doria to the SS Cristoforo Colombo. Sponsored by his brother Antonio, he arrived in Canada on July 18, 1956, landing at the historic Pier 21 in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Traveling by train from Halifax to Montreal, he then made his way to his brother in North Bay, Ontario. Nicola lived with his brother in a boarding house on 3rd Avenue, within an area of North Bay that came to be known as Little Italy because it housed many of the Italian immigrants that came to the city in search of work. North Bay was a growing town with construction boom that held the promise of jobs and business prospects, and this encouraged many Italians to continue to head north of Toronto in search of opportunities. In 1958, Nicola sponsored his son Jacinto Castrilli, who joined him in North Bay. With the aid of her father's sponsorship, 1959. Nicola's oldest daughter, Filomena, arrived in Canada to make a home in North Bay with her husband, Michel Forte, and their four-year-old son, Giovanni. Nicola worked in construction for a few years until December 1959, when he returned to Italy for a short time to be with his wife, Rosina, as she underwent surgery. On April 10th of 1960, he left Italy once again to return to Canada, arranging for Rosina and their youngest daughter Angelina to join the rest of the Castrilli family in North Bay, which they were finally able to do in October of 1960. They continued to board with friends, and after 3 months of hard work and saving, Nicola and Rosina were able to purchase their first home, and they moved their family to Keogh St. Nicola, was employed for a time at the Empire Hotel, and then soon landed a job across the street from a hotel at the Empire Bowl, where he worked until his retirement in 1980. Nicola passed away May 27, 1987, at the age of 77, and his wife, Rosina, died May 27, 2001, at the age of 87. Jacinto Castrilli. When his father left Italy for Canada, Jacinto Castrilli was almost halfway through his mandatory service in the Italian army. As with all young Italian men at that time, his obligation to the military began in the year he turned 21 and, after reporting for duty in November 1955. He honed his work ethic in the Army for 18 months until he was released from service in April of 1957. In September that same year, Jacinto obtained his travel visa from the Canadian consul in Rome, and on January 4, 1958, he boarded a ship, the SS Cristoforo Colombo, to begin his journey to a new life in Canada. His ship landed at Ellis Island, January 13, 1958. Jacinto was the only member of the Castrilli family to come through this port on a first trip, and he had to obtain permission from the American consulate to travel by train through New York, so he could cross through Niagara Falls into Canada. From Niagara to Toronto, his train journey then continued until he arrived in North Bay, Ontario, to reunite with his father. Jacinto would eventually make a trip back to Italy to visit during the time his father was there in 1960. He returned to North Bay in May of 1960, making the voyage to Canada once again on the same SS Cristoforo Colombo. Jacinto began his working life in Canada in 1958 in construction as a general laborer for Rosenberg, a store owner in downtown North Bay, who was also the contractor responsible for building a number of apartment buildings along Clarence Avenue. While working on these apartments, He met Hervé Girolami, one of the subcontractors on that job, and took on work with him as well, eventually focusing on and becoming skilled in masonry work. When construction projects were slow in North Bay, he was sent to work in other cities, such as Parry Sound and Petawawa. Jacinto also worked for Dominic Mascioli, who owned Doma Construction, and for Steve Cray. In his many years of masonry work for these companies, Jacinto helped to build many homes and some landmark buildings in North Bay, such as the Tilden Building on Main Street West. St. Hubert's Catholic Elementary School, St. Peter's Church, an apartment building on Douglas ST called The Tower, and Pete Palangio Arena. Spending the evenings watching movies in the Capitol Theater, the Bay Theater, and the Odeon Theater in downtown North Bay was not just a way for Jacinto and his friends to pass some free time. Movies, dances, bowling, and other social events in the city were key to helping them learn English and get comfortable speaking their new language. It was one of these social events in 1962 that Jacinto would eventually meet his wife, Barbara. Barbara had moved from Halifax, Nova Scotia to Ottawa, Ontario to live with her oldest sister, Sheila Clayton. Sheila and her husband, Robert, were both enlisted in the Royal Canadian Air Force, and when they were stationed to CFB North Bay in 1961, Barbara moved with them. Jacinto and Barbara were married December 28, 1963, at St. Rita's Catholic Church, the church that served most of the Italian community during these early years. Their wedding reception was held at the Empire Hotel. Over the next 6 years, Jacinto and Barbara welcomed four daughters, Michelina, Rita Ann, Donata, and Carolina, into what was to become a very busy household. They moved from an apartment on O'Brien Street to a house on 2nd Avenue, and then to their next home on Nightingale DR in West Ferris. In November 1977, Jacinto decided to take a full-time job at St. Joseph's Hospital so he could provide for his family without the worry and uncertainty of seasonal work. He continued to take on masonry side work for a number of years, and his handiwork was prominent in his own homes. In 1982, Jacinto built a house on Morin St., and the family moved back into the area of the old Italian neighborhood. Throughout the celebrations with extended family of birthdays, life events, and holidays, enjoying many afternoons spent at the park and beach, endless hours of Ringette, swimming at the Y, soccer, road trips to see family and their Italian friends in London on, Jacinto and Barbara watched their family grow in the beautiful city of North Bay. In December 2024, they celebrated their 61st wedding anniversary. They are quick to acknowledge how happy they are to have their daughters, 8 of their 10 grandchildren, and all 7 of their great-grandchildren living in North Bay. They have taught us the importance of family, instilled in us a strong work ethic, and lead by example so we would know that life challenges were not insurmountable. Jacinto celebrated his 91st birthday this past January, and he marked his 67th year in Canada. Jacinto Castrilli holds the honor of being the eldest member of the Davity Club of North Bay. The club has a long and rich history in North Bay. It kept the Italian community connected to each other for support as they navigated the challenges of settling into a new country and a new way of life, and it provides the newest generation a chance to celebrate their roots and keep their Italian culture alive.